You are listening to Pricing Strategy Podcast with Pratibha. In this episode, we are going to discuss about optional feature pricing. You may have noticed that many people add additional features while purchasing a car, like adding floor mats, heaters, etc. Companies charge extra price for the additional optional luxury features. Even hotels and resorts charge extra for the scenery facing views. Now let's understand the factors of optional product pricing. First, the main product. A consumer doesn't buy a pen because they want ink, but they buy a pen because they want to write. The main product fulfills the needs of the customer. Second, the complementary or additional product. It is dependent on the main product. Without pen, alone ink will be of no use. A customer who has purchased the main product is likely to buy the additional product as well. So there are many disadvantages of optional product pricing also. If you choose this method, you have to be very careful whether the base product is able to get a large number of customers and is enough to cover profit needs. Suppose if the customer found a third-party ink supplier or learned to fill the cartridge, you lost the customer forever. So this is the whole concept of optional feature pricing. We will meet in the next episode and we'll talk about captive product pricing. Till then, stay tuned.